Today is the 7th of September 1994, and I'd like to talk to you about the subject of Gold's package construction at level 5B. Now, without a shadow of a doubt, the most heavily booby-trapped and minefield area at level 5 is the subject of composing junior Gold's packages and using them in therapy. I've already in the write-up instructed the student and advised the student to, as far as possible, stay with a prepared list of junior Gold's packages. But nevertheless, I have gone ahead and taken all the bugs out of this subject now, and I can give you this information that will allow you to compose your own Gold's packages at level 5B, provided that you follow a few simple instructions. Now, so far on this subject, I've already mentioned two rules. And the first of these rules is that you have a proposed goal and you want to know whether it's erasable. So the first rule is that no meaning of the to blank leg of the proposed goal must be opposed to the to be known postulate. Now that's our first rule. If the any meaning of the goal you have in mind, or the to blank, actually the to blank leg of the Gold's package you have in mind, is opposed to the to be known postulate, well, you can just write it off. It's a non-life Gold's package, and it will kill you if you try and erase it. It's a non-life package. That's our oldest rule. It's in the write-up, and it's our oldest rule. It still applies. Note there that no meaning. I've generalised it there to from meaning to no meaning of the to blank leg. So most goals have more than one meaning, and you should always look a goal up or a purpose up in a good dictionary before formulating it or attempting to formulate it into an erasable Gold's package at level 5B. Check all the meanings. If any one of the meanings are opposed to be known postulate, then the goal cannot be formulated into an erasable Gold's package. And that is final. So check all the meanings. An example of this, the need to check all the meanings, you take the goal to change. It has the legs to change, to be changed. It looks quite innocuous, but when you look up the meaning of to change in the dictionary, it becomes quite clear to you that to destroy is also within the meaning of to change, that you can consider to destroy as a meaning of the word to change, of the verb to change. And so that meaning, because that meaning is opposed to the to be known postulate, the whole of the to change postulate is unusable. You'll find that it just won't come about in therapy. It is, in fact, an unusable goal. It's a non-life goal. And if you put it up and try and run it, you will see that it does. You will see that it's a non-life goal. You'll realise it simply because some of its meanings of the goal to change are opposed to the to be known postulate. So always check your goal in the dictionary before you attempt to formulate it into a Gold's package at level 5B. Right, so much for number one. Now number two, this is the easy one. This is our ionisation rule. Our goal is unusable if either of the positive legs of the proposed Gold's package ionise mass black. If either of the positive legs of the proposed Gold's package ionise mass black, then it's a non-life goal, and we cannot formulate it in. It's an unerasable Gold's package. Right, they're our basic ones, you might say. Now the third one. Now this is a new one. Only single word goals can be formulated into erasable Gold's packages. Only single word goals, e.g. to start, to as the legs to start, to be started. It's a single word, you see.
be?
Goal, say, let's give you a compound one, which has more than one word in it. To make known. Now, that looks innocuous enough, doesn't it? But I can assure you that it's unerasable, because to make known has got to make in it, which is a goal in its own right, to make. And then the known there, it's got this idea of known in it there. Now, the goal to know is an erasable goal, and the goal to make is an erasable goal. It has the legs to make, to be made. Quite an erasable goal. But the combination of the two of them, to make known, is unerasable. Why? Because it's cross-packaging. You're cross-packaging two goals there. You see that? So to make known cannot be formulated into an erasable package. Because it violates this rule of the single word goal. So only single word goals can be formulated into erasable goals packages. And also under this heading, delete all unnecessary verbiages, all unnecessary words in your goals package construction. Words like upon or to, etc. These odd conjunctions, just lop them off. They're redundant. They're always redundant. You're going to work with a single word goal, and it's going to be to blank, and the blank is a single word goal, and over the other side there's a to be blank, and in there you've got a single word goal too. There's no odd conjunctions thrown in to make it look right, or to make it seem sensible and so forth. Just lop them off. They're redundancies. Or they may even simply be modifiers, like to grow petunias. Well, the goal there is to grow. To grow petunias is simply a specific application of the goal to grow. So it violates our general rule of therapy that we always address the general before we address the particular. So that goes out too. So there's no exceptions. It's always a single word goal. For whatever reason, it's a single word goal. Right, that's number three. Now, number four, we get into this whole subject of suffixes. We're now into the grammar of the English language. And we have to know a little bit about grammar to avoid a number of pitfalls. Now, a suffix in English is an ending which is put onto a word to change its state, to change its meaning, to change its use. For example, we have the suffix ing. We can stick ing onto verbs. And when we stick the ending ing onto a verb, we turn the verb into a noun. And it becomes what is called in English a verbal noun. For example, we take the verb to eat. Well, the verbal noun here is eating. Well, we can't use the ing, the ing ending, on the end of a word when we want to use this verb in the goals package. If you're going to use it, you're going to have to take the ing off, because when it's got an ing on it, it's a noun, and it's no longer a verb, so therefore it's no longer a goal, so therefore it can be no longer be formulated into a goals package. You see it? So the ing's got to come off. What you have left may or may not be useful to you, may or may not be erasable, but certainly while it's got ing on the end, you can't use it. You get the idea? So off comes the ing suffixes. They've got to come off. The next one is the ble suffix. The ble suffix. These turn verbs into adjectives, and the ble suffixes are called verbal adjectives. Again, here we have the verb to eat, and we have eatable, or sometimes we use the word edible, but eatable still exists in the language, and eatable is a verbal adjective, but it's not a noun, it's not a verb, so you can't use it in a goals package. So off comes the ble suffixes. They have to come off. Whatever you have left may or may not be useful. Now, while I'm on the subject of BLE, there's a very common one here that will fool you, and this is the verb, the goal to be responsible. That will fool you. That will fool almost everyone. That will, to be responsible. You look at it, you say, well, that's a goal, to be responsible. Well, the goal there, the purpose there, is to be. The word responsible is a verbal adjective. The word responsible is not a goal. It's a verbal adjective. You see, so your only goal there is the only verb there in to be responsible is the verb to be, which is not really what you're trying to do, is it? You see, so you can't use it. The word responsible is quite, I'll briefly give you its history. It's quite an interesting word. It comes from the legal field of law. The legal eagles, a few hundred years ago, they needed a word. When we take the BLE off responsible, we get response. And response, of course, is the verb to respond. Well, the verb to respond in English means to answer. And the law in the Middle Ages needed a word in the English language which meant that a person was answerable for their actions. And the word they chose was response. And they made it into responsible. And that's what responsible means in law. It means a person is answerable for their actions. Responsible, you see that, but it's not a verb. It looks like a verb when you say to be responsible, but the verb is to be. You get it? So you can't use to be responsible. If you want to address the subject of responsibility in therapy, the correct goal is bearing in mind that responsibility is the willingness to be cause. The correct goals package is the to cause goals package, which has the legs to cause, to be caused, to cause, to be caused. That will directly address the subject of responsibility in the human psyche. Now, the next suffix we need to look at is the NESS suffix, the NESS suffix. Now, we stick NESS onto the end of words when we want to convert them into a condition or a state. I'll give you an example of the construction here of the use of the word ness. Let's take the take the verb to eat. We turn it into eating, which is a verbal noun, but the state of eating is eatingness. We stick NESS on the end. Well, almost needless to say, any word that's got NESS on the end and has been turned into a state or a condition by the addition of the suffix NESS cannot be formulated into an erasable goals package. So off has to come the NESS. Okay. Now, the final suffix that is of interest to us and sometimes will confuse us is this ISE, or sometimes it's spelled IZE, the eyes suffix. Now, this is a verbalization suffix. It turns nouns and adjectives into verbs when we add that suffix to the word. For example, the word real is an adjective. We can turn it into a verb by adding ISE on the end. It then becomes to realize. Get it? But what do we mean when we say to realize? Well, we mean to make real. That's what to realize means in its actual context, in its actual meaning, in its actual construction. So we have a complex verb here. We have the verb to make. Now, the verb to make is, as I said, erasable here, but when it's mixed in with the verb with this subject of real, it won't erase. You see, because it's simply a modification of the verb to make. It's to make real. It's a class of making. It's to make real. No, it won't work. You can erase the goal to make, but you can't erase the goal to make real. Get it? You're crossing up. So off has to come the I's and the ISEIZE. Another example, to exteriorize means to make exterior. Well, it's quite unerasable because it's got the verb to make stuck in the middle of it. Because to exteriorize means to make exterior. You get the idea? So you can't use any of these verbalizations of ISE or IZE into erasable goals packages. Just twist them round and take the ISE and IZE off, and then see what you've got left, and then see if there's a similar word in the language. There nearly always is. There's a similar one in the language that can be used and formulated into a goals package. But it certainly can't be formulated while it's in the form of ISE, IZE. Get it? Now, that ends our formal rules. If you follow each of these rules, you'll do fine. You'll pick your way through the minefield. You'll pick your way through the minefield. There's just another one that I want to give you. It's not a rule, but it's just a general observation. There are many postulates, verbs, and so forth in our language which have become associated with causation. And there are other verbs in the language which have become associated with effect. And this can fool you. Sometimes you get a verb, because of its association with cause or its association with effect, it can upset you and throw you when you try and put it into a goals package form. An example of this, and a very common example of this, is the goal to interest. Now, to interest in our society is usually regarded as an effect activity. And so when you say, well, now, Ron Hubbard pointed out on many occasions that the causative aspect of in the subject of interest is interested, and the effect is interesting. Well, you can go along with that idea if you want to. The truth of the matter, of course, is that any purpose can be a causative, or it can be an effect. You know, strictly speaking, any purpose in the language, any goal is a causative activity. They all of them are, but some of them you can regard as an effect. But it's merely a later consideration. But the subject of interest, while you believe this idea of causation and effect on the subject of interest, dead and interesting, you'll have trouble putting that goals package together. The correct goals package on this subject of interest is to interest and to be interested. To be interested, ending in D. Now that will erase. That is an erasable goals package. And it's the only goals package in the subject of interest that is erasable. It's a single word. It's not opposed to the benign leg. It fits all the rules. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And when you look at it, you say, oh my God, yes, that's it, that's the one, you see. But if you're caught up on this subject of cause and effect, you'll overlook it every time. Get it? It's just because the interest, the verb to interest, is regarded as an effect activity. And the cause is supposed to be at the other end of the con line. Actually, it's a lot of bullshit. Both to interest and to be interested can be causative activities. So be wary of those. Be wary of these goals which are, by their very meaning or usage in society, have got a very strong cause or effect component. That can often throw you and confuse you and make it very, very difficult to put such a goal into an erasable goals package. Finally, I would like to again remind you at level 5B that it's far, far better to spend a little time on the proposed goals package to get it right and to make sure that it's erasable than it is to go off like a bull at a gate and you start to use the thing. If there's two possibilities that will defeat you here. If you're cross-packaged, it might take you a month or 3 months of work to find out that you're cross-packaged. Remember, cross-packaging goals grind on forever without producing any change. They're simply cross-packaged. I mentioned this in the write-up. They're not particularly insidious, they don't particularly do you any harm, but you've simply got two gold packages crossed up together, and they just grind on forever. They never, nothing erases, nothing nulls, nothing reduces, the whole thing just jolts on forever, it does. Well, if you want to waste time for 3 months, I suggest you do that. You see that? Now, the other possibility that will fool you is that you get into an unerasable package. Well, some of these unerasable packages can be quite insidious. Quite insidious. And so if you say, oh, well, I'll always find out, you know, there's no need to bother to go through all these rules that Dennis is suggesting. I'll just run the goals package and I'll soon find out if it's doing me any harm. Well, it may take quite a while for you to discover that it's harming you. It may take quite a while. It's not an immediate thing, you know. I mean, your head doesn't fall off immediately. It may take a week or two to start falling off. And also, the longer you run this goal, and then you finally realise that the damn thing is a non-life goal, completely unerasable, by this time, you've got an awful lot of bad effects from running it. You've probably got a black field. You've probably got a lot of misemotion about you. You've got heavy mass impacted all around you. It's going to take you quite a number of hours. It could, you know. It could easily take you quite a number of hours to repair the ravages by running RI and time breaking and getting back to the no goals package to put it all back together again. At the end point, you get it all back together again, and what have you got to show for your 2 weeks' work? Nothing. Nothing. You've got nowhere. That's done you a bit of good. So the wise thing to do is to spend a little time at the beginning following the rules and making sure, to the best of your ability, that you're dealing with an erasable goals package before you start. Now, I can't make it any clearer than that, can I? Can't make it any clearer than that. If you're not prepared to spend this time on these goals, putting them together into packages at level 5B, then I strongly suggest that you don't get into the field of composing your own goals packages, that you stick to the prepared list I've given you in the write-up. Now, you can play with those to your heart's content, but they're all erasable. They've all been tested. So if you don't want to muck about with rules and regulations, stick with the prepared list of goals I've given you in the write-up. But if you want to play around with formulating your own goals packages at level 5B, then for God's sake, follow the rules, because it will be easier in the long run. It's always easier in the long run to follow the rules and get it right before you start. You know, be 99.99% certain that your gold package is erasable before you even start. Now, that gives you a great confidence, doesn't it? A great confidence. If you've only got a slight confidence that your gold package is erasable, you're not sure, and you don't know if any changes that occur in the session are due to the fact that the gold package is producing normal therapeutic effects of changing your psyche. You don't know whether the effects you're getting are because of that, or whether the effects that you're getting are due to the fact that it's an unerasable goals package. You just don't know, do you? So get it right before you start. Get that certainty. And the only way to get that certainty is to follow these rules that I've given you. Now, there's one final rule, which I've left till last, because this is potentially the one that can get you into more trouble than all the other rules put together. It's undoubtedly the most insidious aspect of this whole subject of formulating goals packages at level 5B. And this rule states, if a goal has no meaning outside of gameplay, it cannot be formulated into an erasable goals package at level 5B. This one will catch you more than any other one. This is the sneaker. This is the sneaker. Such goals as to win, for example, to lose, to win, to lose, even the most innocuous looking one of all, to play. Even this one cannot be formulated into an erasable gauze package. In other words, what I'm saying here, that the gold to be formulatable into an erasable gauze package must have some meaning outside of gameplay. Do you get it? It's got to have some meaning outside of gameplay. If it has no meaning outside of gameplay, if it's totally within the subject of gameplay, it is for sure, it is unerasable. Some of mankind's most dearly cherished purposes in the life of the compulsive games player, some of these most cherished purposes, things he bases his whole society upon, and wonders why his society never gets off the ground, and why there's always injustice and intolerance and death and murder and rape and so forth in his societies. Some of these goals that he bases his society on are games goals. For example, an absolutely integral part of the political system called capitalism is the goal to profit. Well, to profit is a games goal. When you come to set this goal up at level 5B and try and erase this goal, you rapidly discover that it's a completely unerasable goal. Another allied goal to profit is the goal to exploit, which is another facet of the capitalist system. And again, you put up the goal to exploit, and it's completely unerasable. It's a games goal. See, it has no meaning. Exploitation has no meaning outside of games play. Profit has no meaning outside of games play. So you get the message. You get what I'm saying here. Now, this is the most insidious of all of them, the most insidious of the non-erasable goals at level 5B. They look erasable, but they're unerasable because they have no meaning outside of games play. And if you can understand that, you can spot them. You will be free of the lot. That's the final yawning chasm. You can walk over that yawning chasm. Then you've got the lot. So that's all I want to say on the subject of. That's all I can give you on the subject of formulating gold packages at level 5B. And I hope this material is useful to you. Thank you very much.